Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
What up, Red? What's going on?
What's going on, brother? Be how you bees.
I'm chilling. So.
Chilling. How's everybody out in Blog Talk Radio land today?
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, what up, everybody? What up? What's going on? This is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu. How y'all doing? Hope everybody is all good.
Yeah, it's raining. Well, at least in our part of town is raining. It's raining over by.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's raining. It's raining. And I don't like working in the rain. I really don't. Yeah, well, actually, you know what was crazy? Now, I had off last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't usually have off because I, like, work 7 nights a week.
Right.
So, but the other night I had off, went in to work, and then last night I had off. But then, you know, I was just, like, in the crib, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm chilling, and da-da-da-da. I was like, I really don't feel like going to work tonight. I really don't feel like it. And lo and behold, my partner calls, just texts me and said, oh, I'm not feeling well. This rain is giving me the chills. I'm not going in tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's all right. I mean, listen, I'm going to miss the money, but in the same token, you know what? Money ain't everything. Sometimes
right.
Just getting that rest, that downtime.
Look, they ain't gonna put, ain't, you know, like you think about it, it's like, shoot, they ain't gonna put me no rich and ain't gonna make me no poor either.
Exactly. Listen, all I gotta do is just say, yeah, listen, I'm gonna have to give you that next week. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, the main things have been taken care of. So I'm not really, you know, I'm not really stressing it. I'm all right. So, yeah, I think I'm just gonna. Like, it's been, yeah, listen, I don't know how long it's been since I had, like, 2 nights off back-to-back.
Mm.
That's very, very rare.
Very rare.
So, yeah, very rare. Like a bloody steak. like a bloody
rare,
steak.
Rare.
It's very rare. Yeah, rare.
Rare.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So, in any event, once again, everybody, it's Big Red and Brother B, and you are rocking with The Menu. How are y'all doing once again? Hope all is well with everyone. And, you know, I got to want to get something off my chest. I guess we got to do the little get off the chest moment.
Yeah, chest moment.
Yeah. Real talk. So, this week that just passed, you know, thanks to social media, somebody had their phone out and they were recording some cops arresting two black men in Philly in a Starbucks restaurant. You heard about that, Rhett?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I
now,
did.
Before I go in, what do you think about that?
Well... As usual, it's always, I don't know what this thing that's going on. Well, I don't think it's just the thing that's going on. I think it's been happening. It's just like the fear of the black man. or young black men, or you know, just black men in general.
Black people
like,
in general.
Yeah, black people
that's
in general.
People
like, I don't understand why do you feel. But see, my thing is this. Well, with that whole situation, I just felt it was wrong all the way around. We'll get into other stuff maybe another time. But with that situation, that's what it, you know, that's how I'm feeling. Like, what is the problem? Just because they're there and, once again, they were waiting for someone. They're not there. They weren't there being, you know, irate. They weren't doing anything to warrant you or alarm you to want to call, you know, law enforcement. I don't understand what the problem was.
Well, I believe that our presence in general just alarms them. That's what I
think. Right.
It's,
okay, I understand that. But my thing is, once again, if you had a reason, if they were doing something that warranted you to call the authorities, then, okay, that's a different scenario if something was happening. But they weren't doing anything. It was nothing happening. It wasn't anything that was being done that warranted you to say, okay, we have two, you know, the two black, you know, if something was going on, that's different. It was nothing, anything going on. They were waiting for, like, they were waiting for one of their, a friend of theirs or someone they was waiting for.
Yeah. Now, all right, the thing with that is, the reason why, all right, this is what I find interesting. Because, see, everybody, like, people are talking about Starbucks, boycotting Starbucks, 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 Starbucks. Starbucks didn't do shit.
Exactly.
Starbucks didn't do anything to anybody. The franchise
right.
or that ownership right there, they didn't do anything to anybody. It was the employee or the persons on that shift. Blame them. And see, this is the problem I have with some of my people, my black people. Stop nitpicking at the little stuff and avoiding the big stuff.
Right.
Because it shows some type of cowardice. It shows the man that listen, you Negroes know what battles to pick and what not to pick. Stay in your lane.
Right.
That's what it shows.
Absolutely.
Because you going after Starbucks, Starbucks ain't have nothing to do with it at all. You wanna go after somebody, go after that employee and then go and look at Philadelphia that police department. Look at them. Because listen, they can easily say, well, you know, in no store, you're not supposed to be loitering, you're not supposed to be doing this, you're not supposed to be doing that. Fine.
Right.
But what was the purpose for arresting them? Listen, you could have said, listen, guys, you know, you got these cats got policies. Could you just do us a favor? Could you just wait outside for a little while for your people, and then you come in and, you know, you come back in whenever your people
right.
get here.
Absolutely.
And then that's
absolutely.
That.
Things, but that's where the fear
went
come
a different
in.
Way.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. That's where the fear
yeah.
come in, but go ahead. I'll address that in a minute, but go ahead.
And then the fact that the Philadelphia, I think it was he's the commissioner or the captain or whoever he was I'm not being disrespectful, but at the same time, I'm not really trying to, I don't really care. Who's black,
mm-hmm.
mind you.
Mm-hmm.
He gets on and does a video and put it out on social media. Right there, that tells me that you know that your people screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you did everything right, why would you have to do a video?
Right.
Why would
right.
you have to do a video to back up what was already done right? Why do you have to why do you have to make a statement? You should have just
right.
left it alone. But see, now to me, by you making that statement and putting it out on, you know, on social media shows that, you know what, you don't have a clear conscience. And not only that, but some Caucasian person of a higher than you said, hey, you're black, get in front of this.
Right.
To make
exactly.
it seem
yep.
like there are no racial tensions.
Right, right.
You know
get,
what I'm saying?
Make your you know your people, the same famous, oh, you know them better than
yeah.
we do. But basically, that's what they're saying. Oh, you know them better than we do. You get out there and talk to them so we don't have a problem.
Exactly. Because, you know, I can understand you supporting the badge. I can understand that, but I don't think he was doing that to support the badge. I would think that, I fully believe that he actually, somebody said, hey, listen, you need to take care of this.
Right.
Because you're
yep.
black. They probably didn't say it to his face, but I believe that.
Oh,
they,
of course.
You know, it was said, like, you know, this will be looked favorably, you know, if you go out there and do this. Listen, stop it, black folk. Stop it. Starbucks ain't do nothing to you. Continue ordering your mocha choca hot day lattes or whatever. People keep doing what you're doing because you know what? Quantos, onions, skin, whatever. Like whatever you're ordering from there, just keep ordering. Because you know what? Starbucks didn't have anything to do with it. It was the employees there. It was the employees trying to use the rules of Starbucks to mask their fear and hatred of black people.
Right.
All they did was say, well, Starbucks rules say this, so we can get them on that. Well, Starbucks rules say this, and we can get them on that. Listen, I don't really go to Starbucks like that. It's not like I dislike them. Like, their coffee is, like, really strong. Like, I might be up for 8 days. And it'll hurt my stomach, but
8 days.
But I do. However, I like the frosted drinks. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I
usually get the green tea frap. That's the only thing I really get from them. Is
them frappuccinos.
Like
them things is good.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking a hustle, but the whole thing is, listen. As far as I know, I've seen people, and I've been one of them, to just go in Starbucks to sit down, be on your phone. Charge your computer, this, that, and the third, and they make it a comfortable environment. I mean,
yeah,
I'm in New York.
Exactly.
I'm in New York. Like, I've never been in a Starbucks where they made you feel like you can't sit around or wait around or you're uncomfortable. Now,
that's the whole purpose why they made the Starbucks like that. They have them and Dunkin' Donuts. They have it like that, and especially in the city, they have it like that because you know, like especially in the business areas, they have it like that because they know people go to lunch, people come in there, in the mornings and have their coffee. They may sit down and do little business meetings or something on their phone or even laptop. So they have it set up specifically for that. Maybe the young men's were charged. I don't know if they were, but maybe they were charging their phones. Maybe they were, you know, so this way they can keep in contact.
But they were waiting for someone. They had a business meeting and they were waiting for somebody.
Right.
So,
right.
But when the person showed up, they saw them being arrested. But now, what was also said in the story is that basically one of the gentlemen asked to use the restroom, and the employee said no. The restroom was for paying customers only. All right. Listen, I get it. I've been in that situation before. I get it. So if I had to go bad enough to the bathroom, what did I do? I bought a little something and then was like, yo, hold that. I got to go to the bathroom real quick. Listen,
right.
No harm, no foul. If they chose not to do that, fine. I don't know if something else sideways was said because
right,
I wasn't
yeah.
there. But,
yeah,
but
right,
my whole
right.
thing is all of that, there was no need for that whatsoever. And you can't sit there and blame Starbucks for what happened between the employee and those two gentlemen.
Right, absolutely.
You can't blame them.
Absolutely. That's just like with everything else. You know, it's just sad, and as I say, you know, and like with everything else you see, when something comes out, it's always something racially motivated that everybody wants to boycott it. Like, for example, with the Dove situation. Oh, they had the big, you know, that big controversy with the Dove. Look how that died down. And I bet them same people that were crying, then they're going to boycott Dove. I guarantee you they have Dove sitting in their house somewhere, whether it is deodorant, soap, lotion, the dishwasher, something. It's like, stop making it, because you want to be woke when it's convenient for you.
Exactly.
Or because social media is telling you to boycott something. Get the whole story first. And that's why I said, I got angry with it at first until I seen the whole story. And that's just like with this situation as well. Once again, the media is only going to show you, especially with Facebook, especially with social media, you're only going to get bits and pieces. Nobody was there to really see what went on. We don't, once again, I'm not
exactly
excusing the worker for what they did or even the whole situation. But once again, We don't know what transpired before that time. We don't know what happened after. We don't know. None of us were there. We're only going by one piece.
Exactly. And like I said, I'm not going to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you just have to look at the bigger picture before we just start saying, okay, I'm going to boycott this. I'm going to boycott H&M. I'm going to boycott. Once again, that with the H&M situation with the young man and the shirts thing. Once again, if his parents was all right with it, then what's your problem? It may not have been a good decision on the parents' part or the marketing team or whatever, but guess what? Now all of a sudden you're going to boycott and stop buying H&M. Guess what? I done seen so many black people walking up and down in H&M. Now, I don't really particularly buy H&M because I have no reason to really buy anything from them. That stuff is too small for me anyway. For my kids when they were younger here or there. But, you know, it's just like people just need to stop, like I said, especially now, letting social media dictate to you what you're not going to do and what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. If you're going to boycott something, how about you boycott all these big-name designers? I bet you everybody ain't going to boycott them Gucci bags and Louis Vuitton and all of them because guess what? None of those designers, they really don't want you wearing their stuff.
Exactly.
Did we forget?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off course, but did we forget about the time when the young man went into the Louis Vuitton store to buy a belt and he had money? He didn't use a credit card or nothing. He had money, and they gave him a hard time for buying one Louis Vuitton belt that he had money for. I guess he must have saved him. I don't know where he got the money from, but I'm just saying.
He probably got a job. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, black people ain't supposed to have jobs.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if you're going to boycott something, boycott the big things. Don't boycott these little places here and there because guess what? At the end of the day, it's going to die down, and next thing you know, you're going to be sitting there buying that Frappe, Chupe, or whatever the heck mess is that they buy out of Starbucks. Then you're going to be buying that anyway. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really understand. But we really have to stop nitpicking on certain things. And once again, everybody, this is Big Red and Brother B, back with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook, the menu, Mind Your Mental, MINDURMENTAL. You know, check us out. I just had to really, you know, I just had to get that off my chest. And, Starbucks, I'm not going to sit there and throw any shade on Starbucks. You know, I remember when, you know, I don't want to drag this out too long, but with Chick-fil-A, you had the employees of Chick-fil-A wearing shirts saying, "I can breathe," in support of the police around that time where Eric Garner got killed. The gentleman who was choked out in Staten Island, and they, you know, later on, a year later, tried to call it, you know, positional asphyxiation. Well, he wouldn't gotten to that position if it wasn't for all the police officers that were on top of him. But anyway, there was a lot of employees in Chick-fil-A's wearing, you know, T-shirts that were very disrespectful, saying "I can breathe."
Mm-hmm.
And I hope all each one of you go to hell. And it's not about.
Right.
It's not. I'm serious because that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Because you're being very. That's very disrespectful to a deceased person. To he saying "I can't breathe." This is what's being put on, and you know, this is what he was saying. This is what's being put in the media. And then all of a sudden somebody wants to make a T-shirt saying, "I can breathe."
All right, exactly. Like, what kind of, like, what? Why?
Yeah, that's it. And then you want to say, "Well, I'm wearing this shirt in support of, you know, blue lives." Listen, check this out. Stop it. Like,
exactly.
Stop with the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're wearing that in support of blue lives. Because guess what? No blue lives were lost. A black
exactly. Absolutely.
So don't talk about You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's like it's interesting how people always want to try and throw comparison when something else happens. Like, oh, well, you
only
know.
Only when it comes to us.
Oh, yeah, only.
Only when it comes to us.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't make sense. Like, Stephon Clark. Oh, but there's other white people that have been, you know, killed and this by all types of police officers and this, that, and the third. It was like, well, the media is not really going after that because it's not a sensational story. It's not a story that everybody's going to jump on or want to march or protest on. Because, you know, people are getting killed in the streets every day by cops. And the same thing happened to cops. There was a story where this white guy who had, like, 111 arrests in his career,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, I heard
about
that, yeah.
He shot a cop in the head, and they took him peacefully. So, you know what? Of course, we already know that there's a double standard. It's obvious that there's a double standard.
Right.
For the most part, listen, you like it, I love it, F it. I can't. You wanted to stay asleep, you stay asleep. I stay woke. It is what it is. But just because
right.
I'm awake don't mean I'm gonna watch you. I'm gonna do as I do and leave it at that. But enough of that, because I wasn't even trying to get on to that. Let's get into some fun.
Don't worry, we'll have time for that one day.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted, like I said, just wanted to get that off my chest. That's kind of like that booger that's in, like, in the back of your nose, and you keep blowing your nose real hard, but you just can't get it out.
Just can't get it. Keep tickling your nose.
Yeah. Like, you keep, by the time you finish, like, you get it out, like, you just drain your lungs of all the air because you just got that. Yeah, it felt like it was on your brain. But anyway. Yo, once again, the menu. 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395 is the calling number. And yo, I want to shout out. I have to shout out some of our, you know, supporters. I definitely want to shout out, you know, Black Long Island. Thank you.
Thank you.
The people there that support us. But I also want to shout out some other people across the globe that, you know, are rocking with the menu. And it is very much appreciated. So I definitely, you know, want to give... Uh-oh, laptop's acting up.
Uh-oh.
What did I do? Oh, no. Yeah, it's something I did. I don't know what I did, though.
That's what I'm like,
Yeah, it's something I did. Okay, here we go. So I definitely want to say what's up to Canada. Good looking out.
Okay. Thank you, Canada.
United Kingdom.
United Kingdom,
what's popping, mates? What up? Cheers.
What's popping, mate?
Cheers. United Kingdom. Greece, yo.
Oh, beautiful.
Good looking out. And, of course, you know, got to give a shout-out to the Russian Federation.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, good looking out, y'all.
Exactly.
You know, thank you,
Poppy.
Everybody, you know, for tuning into the And, of course, our home, the United States of America.
Yes.
Want to say thank you to the United States. And if I got to break it down, let me break it down. Jersey, what's good? We're looking out, Jersey. New York,
what's good,
New York. Yeah, Alabama, what's cracking? What up, y'all?
Alabama.
Yep, Alabama. I went to Alabama one time. It was very nice, man. I like Alabama. I just like the South, period. It's a totally different vibe. Connecticut.
Yes, definitely.
We're looking out, Connecticut. Been Connecticut too before. Connecticut's kind of nice. It's definitely nice. And Ohio.
I went
through never
there.
Been to Ohio.
I never been to Ohio.
To Ohio. Yeah, I would like to go to. I would like to go to Ohio one day. Ohio,
yes.
You know, good looking out. Thank you. You know, thank you for the support. Thank you for everybody listening. And you know, as we grow, we hope that you continue to rock with us. So on that note.
Definitely.
Let's get it cracking.
right.
10 do's and don'ts for the summer.
10 do's and
don'ts. Now, 10 do's and don'ts. Now, 10 do's and don'ts. Now, we're not going to go backwards. We're not going to go 10, 9, 8, 7. No. We're going to start off with what I feel, because, you know, some people could say, you know, and I anybody could call in, of course, and say what they got to say. It's all good, you know. Brother B appreciates the love, so does Big Red. But, yo, number one.
Numero uno.
Yeah. Feet, son.
Oh, my God.
This goes for dudes and ladies. Listen.
Feet.
Do not, as it gets hotter, and you want to be showing off your foot. I get it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to wear shoes then. You don't be wanting to wear sneakers and all this and that. But, yo, real talk. Do not be coming outside with your joints looking like, no, you should be coming outside
like
looking like an eagle with sandals on. Yeah,
yes.
Like an eagle with sandals on, yo. You shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, listen, once again, this goes for women and dudes. You should not be coming out with your joints just
jacked
up. Yeah, jacked up. Look like you've been doing construction in Timberland sandals. And
or kicking powder.
Yeah.
Kicking powder.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I'm like, you know,
yeah, like
I understand that. Yeah, I understand, you know, beauty. I'm probably going to be saying this a lot. I understand that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And I don't expect for people to be vain about certain things. But listen, if you're going to be if you're trying to look the part, like trying to be look all sexy looking, or, you know, trying to look all, you know, debonair, whatever, yo, don't be coming outside with your feet looking like Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't go, I think that kind of clashes with your outfit.
Right.
Ashy feet and like, if you're wearing some black shorts or ashy legs, or whatever, like, all that stuff don't coincide.
Ashy
ash
feet
does not go.
And black nasty feet underneath.
I
see a whole lot of that walking around. My thing is, as a woman, I didn't mean to cut you off, but as a woman, I have to speak on that because, once again, you know, men, you know, just like you said, it's for men too, but, you know, men can maintain their own feet. I think they should do that all the time. But you have it now where you have men that are in the salon with us, which that used to be our thing, but now I see them coming in there and it's 2, 3, you know, they coming in there like how we coming in. Which is fine. If that's what you want to do, maybe you don't like the bending, maybe it's too much. Okay, I get it. But that's what it is. It's like, okay, now the men are doing that, and it seems like the women are kind of like slacking off on that because, once again, just like you said, you got to get – you don't do it just because for out of okay, somebody's going to see my feet, because I'm the type of person, I don't wear sandals like that, but you want your feet to look decent. You want them to look decent because you just never know when you got to have the feet out somehow. And then
this
I don't know
true.
About anybody else, but nobody want to feel all that crustiness on their feet. So you got to still get them done. But then on top of that, please don't come out also with the cute little sandals or these flip-flops, and then your feet is dirty. And not because you've been walking around all day long, you come out your house like that. And I've seen it too many times where I have seen women walking in the street with flip-flops on and the feet are filthy underneath. How your feet get that dirty, that nasty like that? It can't be that dirty from you walking the street. It can't be unless you a street walker. Or something else going on with you. You understand what I'm saying? That's a different situation. But just like you said, when you got on the
walking and tall.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Unless he was walking and tall. I don't know.
But I'm just saying, just like you said, like, don't have on all these fly clothes when you got the weed down in the behind and sunglasses and all the makeup splatting plastered on your face and you got all these little booty shorts on and then the bottom and your feet look nasty.
I mean, like, angry. Like, you shouldn't have the
yes.
angry foot.
Yes, he's angry.
Like, your feet, like, like, the FBI is about to put your feet on the watch list.
Yeah, like yes.
Like,
and
yo,
especially because now we had a high, what's her name, Rihanna, I'm sorry, the singer Rihanna. Remember, she came out with them Fenty slippers and all that other stuff. So I noticed within maybe the last 2 or 3 years since she came out with them bedroom slippers, like, you know the bedroom slippers grandma used to wear? Like the bedroom slippers.
Yeah. The furry joint. Oh, the furry joint.
Yeah.
The furry. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
I started, you seen an influx of that. And now everybody will walk around
man.
The street with bedroom slippers on, but then the feet be nasty. It's like, I don't understand. You
first
paying
all,
$200 or $300 for these little shoes, and your feet is dirty.
First of all, why everybody trying to bring the bedroom outside? I don't understand that. Don't bring the bedroom outside. Like, leave the bedroom in the bedroom.
I don't
want to know what pajamas you're wearing and let's be in the room. Otherwise, leave that in the bedroom. Now, those slippers, you need to leave that whole situation. Because how are you going to walk outside in your slippers and then walk in the house in the slippers? I don't
get it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, I don't like having my sneakers on walking through the house.
Right. Exactly.
Or my shoes walking through the house.
Not these people. They walk inside, outside. They got the slippers on. You know, even the men with the Nike slippers. They wear these things all over the place. It's like, how you walk in the street with these slippers on? And I don't even know how that's comfortable, because at the end of the day, listen, God forbid, something might have dog chasing you. Something might happen, and you got to run. So you got them little flip flops. You got them little
flip flops. Dog's gonna get the flip flops. Dog's gonna get the flip flops, huh?
Exactly, because you're
going
to run right out to the suckers.
Yeah. First of all, I understand that the sliders, like the dudes is wearing sliders. First of
right.
all, you shouldn't be wearing thong flip-flops with socks. First of all, I don't even know how you can wear a thong flip-flop with socks on. Like, that's the one that go in between your toe. Like,
yeah,
okay, I don't understand you wearing that in the house. Ooh. But if you don't want to show your feet, if you don't want to show your feet, just don't wear flip-flops. Or don't wear the sliders.
Or wear
like,
the canvas sneakers. Like, they got the slides or the mules, like the canvas ones where you could just put your foot in
and
you ain't got to wear no socks. Wear that.
Yeah, but if you don't want to show your feet like that, you're kind of defeating the purpose of wearing flip-flops and socks.
I don't get it.
I'm kind of lost.
I don't get that either. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it. Oh, my God. So what's the second don't?
Okay, so the second of the 10 do's and don'ts. Well, I forgot. Yeah, we got some do's. So we'll do the 5 do's. 5 do's and, you know, 5
okay.
10, you know, 5 don'ts. Okay. So second is cologne. Listen, I know everybody's body chemistry is totally different. I get it. It's hot outside. You know, don't put it all on the big people, because you got some skinny people out there that sweat hard too.
Mm-hmm.
But yo, the cologne and the perfume is not a pool to dive in. I shouldn't be smelling you once you are like 20 feet past me. If I smell you from 20 feet away, I think we have some type of issue.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be smelling you from 20 feet away. I just really shouldn't. That's a lot right there.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. You kind of got to be a little discreet, you know, with your stuff, you know. You know, spray
have
some on here and there. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because you know, because sometimes what a lot of people don't know, and I learned years ago, that everybody's body chemistry is different. So when you spray it on you, it may not smell the same as when somebody else sprays it on
right,
them.
Absolutely, yep.
So sometimes it can take a turn for the better, or it can take a turn for the worse, or everything can remain neutral. But with all that being said, listen, people, I love using cologne just as much as the next person, but, yo, you got to be real. You got to be real easy, okay? Like, you shouldn't be offending somebody's nostrils. If you feel funky, the cologne is not going to mask the funk. It might just bring it out. And cologne, and funky cologne or funky perfume, like, that doesn't work. That don't work. So don't sit there and act like, oh, I know he ain't talking about. Listen, everybody knows somebody or work around somebody who come in the office or come to their job and 20 feet away, oh, I know who that is. Oh, she just came in to work. How you know she came in?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he just came in. How you know? Oh, I smell him. Oh, he just punched in 5 minutes ago. How you know he came in 5 minutes? Because the lingering. You know the time equals time's distance equals length. Like, you already know, like, from him standing in one spot and then walking away, it's kind of like, oh, he's been here for about 2.3 seconds. Because the smell is still there. So, yeah, if people can, like, find you that way, then, yeah, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's too much.
So.
Especially during the summer. It's like it's a little bit too much because it's the heat, then the smell, and then some of these colognes and perfumes are, I get, you know, it could be depending on the person, but some of them are too loud. Like, some cologne, to me, and it's just my opinion, to me, some of the men's cologne are very strong. It's too strong for me. You have some that are very light, but then some of them are very strong where you don't have to put on that much, and a lot of men do, they put on too much, and then it's just like, okay, this is giving me a headache. And just like you said, if I got to smell you, and you 20 feet away from me, you know, you put on a little bit too much. A little bit too much.
Yeah, exactly. Caller 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
What up, people? What up? Listen,
hey, dog.
What up,
what's up, hey, dog?
Brother B. Yes, Brother B and Big Red. Oh, my goodness.
What's up?
I'm glad y'all talking about this because, you know what, there are some things that need to be said. Now, allow me to elaborate a bit. When it comes to the summer, some people think it is good to let everything out, and at the same time, it is not good to
let everything out. Wait, hold on.
No,
okay,
no.
So wait a minute. K-Dog is officially going into top don't number three.
No. You know what I'm going to start with? The hamburger.
No, keep going where you're going. Keep going where you're going, man. You talk about clothes. Okay.
For the guys,
okay.
Let me start with, you know what, because I have a lot to say about the females, but the guys, listen, if your frame is like Steve Urkel, there is no need for you to be wearing a tank top, those loose-fitting tank tops outside. And for those of you who are horribly shaped, I mean, if you, okay, it's not for every, wearing certain things during the summer, it's not for everybody. Now, when I say that, I mean this. Like, okay, me, I'm a slim guy. Why am I going to try to wear a muscle tee knowing that I'm slim? That ain't cool. And number two, if you know you ain't got the proper legs for it, please cover them stuffs. Please cover them up. There's nothing wrong with wearing jeans during the summer. Nothing wrong with wearing long pants. If your legs are all jacked up and you wear... No, you know, some people do that. And it's like, yo, what's up with that? And they wear short shorts. And, you know, wearing shorts with dress shoes, you know, being from the... And you know what, man? Listen, you shouldn't be wearing stuff like that. You know, if you look at yourself in the mirror, please find something else to put on. It will save the eyesore from humanity because that's a fashion don't. And like I said, the Steve Urkel frame and you wearing a muscle tee, there is something terribly wrong with you. Yeah, something wrong.
All right. Now to elaborate on what Kay talks about, which he makes some very valid points. Listen, I'll take it this, because, you know, I'm a big dude. Listen,
yeah.
I'm not – now, to my big dudes, listen. Stocky, what's the old school word that the elders used to use back in the day? Husky.
Husky.
Oh, yeah, if you're husky. Yeah, like that. Listen, don't come outside with the tight shirts. Like, listen, I don't know who you – listen.
Yes.
Don't do the muscle search if you ain't got no muscles. I don't know who amped you up, but I'm sorry to tell you, it's not attractive. Don't wear the tight shirts or the tight ass jeans if you shouldn't be walking around with baby gap clothes on and you like
for real.
40
yeah,
years
but y'all
old,
don't know.
Or
wait,
you
y'all
like
don't know
35.
That's the style now.
No,
but you know that style.
What's in? It's not for everybody, especially
exactly.
Listen, you can't wear nut hugger jeans if your belly is way out there.
Absolutely.
And you're wearing a tight. Tight.
I mean, your real talk. Come on, you wearing them tight ass clothes? You know it's hot. Yo, your balls and your private areas is frying.
Mm.
Like,
hell
dude,
yeah.
Like, it's hot.
They don't think about that.
Like, nah, man. Like, I don't know if they think about it, or I don't know if they care, or maybe
listen.
They got an ice pack. They got an ice
or
pack
they
on their ass
pack.
Or something like that.
Are they trying to keep up the trends? They're trying to keep up the trends or something?
They're trying to keep,
and,
yeah, exactly.
Nah.
Listen. It's not for everybody.
Freedom ring, brother. Let freedom ring, man.
Because you don't want an instant... Because you don't want an instant vasectomy, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on
exactly.
Now.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. Something that my aunt and brother B, I mean, my mother and brother B aunt, what she used to always say. Everything that they make ain't always for you.
Exactly.
Okay, and
exactly.
That also goes for, and you know, speaking of clothing, like on the side of the women, you
oh,
know,
my goodness.
And the heavy set women at that. Like,
bad.
No, like, come on, like some of these things that I see a lot of these women, like I said, I ain't got no hourglass figure, nothing like that. That's why I'm a heavy set girl and all that. But you know what? I make sure before I walk out my house, even when I'm shopping, let's not even say before I walk out my house. When I shop, I'm shopping for my size. I'm not trying
right.
to go to Rainbow, and like I said, I ain't knocking nobody that shop at Rainbow, but you know what? Rainbow clothes ain't for me. That just ain't just for me. I'm wearing quality clothes. I'm buying something that's going to fit me in my way. I'm not looking at who wear it and they look like that on them. Okay, that's because they're shaped up that way. Okay, they can wear it like that. I'm not trying to keep up with nobody. I'm going to wear my clothing the way it's going to fit me.
And
but some of these women
exactly.
I see out here, and
yep.
they're my size and maybe even bigger. And it's like some of the stuff that they wear is like no,
disgusting.
Like no, you can't do that. It's like no.
I mean, if you got a pop belly and you got a big butt and your butt, and you know what, some women are shaped different.
Right.
I mean, you got the voluptuous women, you got the you know, different women that are top heavy and they ain't got no bottom, or you got the women that are bottom heavy and got
no top. Right.
I mean, wear something that looks good on you because
something that's gonna flatter your figure.
Yeah, ladies, wear something that goes according to your figure. Don't try to look sexy because in reality, and I'm saying this as
dudes.
A man.
Dudes, too.
Who observes a woman. Let me tell you something. There is nothing that is, it's unattractive when you see a woman who has a terrible shape, who's shaped like, you know, she's big like all over.
Bag of laundry.
And she's something like, gosh, like, yo, what the hell? I'm like, that ain't. I'm like, yo, that ain't fun. And another thing I wanted to talk about.
She got the muffin top.
Please.
Wait, is this a separate topic or the same? It goes along
no,
with the
no,
same.
No, this is the same topic. For the sake of humanity, for the sake of the eyes, for those of you who love wearing sandals, please, sandals are not for everybody. Not everybody needs to see a hamburger.
Back to number one.
Especially if the hamburgers have corns, bunions, and, you know, the whole salad. Please don't wear that. Please don't do that.
All right, now you, K-Dog, you just ruined, like, every barbecue for me this summer. Like, why did you call feet hamburger? Oh my God, you just turned me something.
Yes.
You called him that.
Now I'm like looking at. Now next time I look at some bad feet, I'm gonna think hamburger, and I ain't gonna want one. Thank you.
No,
thanks for that visual.
Thank you, sir.
Corn bunions and like corns, bunions enough to make a salad.
Bunions.
Next time
I order a salad, I'm just gonna be looking at it. Yeah, moving on. Thanks, K Dog.
Yo,
number four.
Okay,
I'm not messing with you. Number four. I've noticing the weather's been warm here and there. I've been noticing a lot of I'm just gonna say it. A lot of people have been out here, they drinking and they're throwing up. This is how you know the weather's getting good, because I'm seeing like a lot of puke outside on the floor when I'm working.
I'm going from place to place.
I'm seeing puke and corn puke here, puke there. Listen, if you can't hold your liquor,
don't drink.
Be cool.
Absolutely.
Don't drink. Or put a limit on it. Like, there's no reason for you to be overdoing it at a bar. And
it's 90
degrees
outside.
You got to go outside. Yeah, 90 degrees. You know it's hot, and you know liquor and heat don't really mix, especially when you're doing
that in the winter.
Yeah, in excess. And you're going outside, and you're leaving, like, your lunch all over the place. Like, it's
for real.
Come on now. That kind of ruins the good time, especially when somebody, and I've been there, you know, years ago, when somebody had to carry you and stuff like that. But as you get older, you start to realize, no, I'd rather walk out on my own 2 feet. Thank you very much.
Right.
But, yeah. That whole puking thing, especially like if you're on like a date or outing or something, the puking doesn't look cool.
No.
It's not a cool thing. I think keep it in moderation, you know, real talk, because it's crazy out here. You never know, you know, what could happen, you know, and you don't want to just drink yourself to a point where either A, you get sick, besides throwing up. You know, and you put yourself in a bad situation.
Yep.
So, yeah, just be real, you know, be real cool when you're at the outings and you're drinking. And, you know, just it's not cool. But we're going to go on to number five. It's getting warm outside. Summer's coming. And people like to do extracurricular things outside. So I'm just going to put it out there. Having sex in places that you just know you shouldn't be having. Listen.
People ain't going to stop doing that, though. That is...
Yo, for real.
They ain't going to stop doing that now.
I'm not saying stop. But, yo, don't get caught. Be real picky with what you shouldn't be having sex on the train, especially when you know, it's like, unless it's like the train is stuck in a tunnel. Okay. But you should be having sex on, like, on the train.
I wouldn't do that anyway. All the people that had sex before you on the train.
Yeah, exactly.
For real.
I mean, having sex. All right. People having sex in the park. Okay. When you're doing stuff when you're a kid, that's one thing. But when you get older, like, the police are just like, no, we're going to give you a summons. When you're a kid, they probably just tell you to beat it. But you, like, in your 30s and late 30s, 40s. Early 40s, and you like, let's get it in. And the next thing you know, you get caught. It's like you're getting in trouble.
You're getting in trouble.
Yeah, like, be real cool. Because, the streets is watching, always.
Oh, yeah,
and
always.
I'm sure you don't want to be on YouTube or... You know, Facebook.
It ain't even safe if you do it in your car.
You can't even do it in the car because streets is out there.
You can find a place to do it and don't get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, for real.
Like I said, the streets is always watching. Somebody's always being nosy, and you too can get your 15 minutes of fame on Facebook. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and
World Star and everything else.
World Star.
They sitting on the stool. They like, yo, you hear that? Yo, that sound like a dog howl.
World Star.
Now,
let's go check it out.
We're gonna run through these next five. And one thing I'm gonna say for number six is, like, for the dudes this summer, yo, people, there's a lot of bullshit going on in the world. Have some fun. Sometimes you just gotta say F it. You know what I'm saying? This time you just F it. Forget all this stuff. Like, you know, like I said, sometimes there's a love and hate relationship thing with Facebook. Because, you know, people are posting certain things. And I stay away from, like, watching the news. I don't listen to the news. But then I'll go to Facebook and the news is up there. So, okay. And a lot of this stuff is depressing. So, live your life, people. Have some fun. Stop. Don't go out there. Don't wake up in the morning on the bad side of the bed or the wrong side of the bed trying to screw up somebody else's day. Just go out there and have a good one, man. I mean, whether it's raining or sunshine is out, it's 30 degrees or it's 90 degrees. You know, just live your life, man. Like, you know, be
easy.
We're living in some crazy times where I'm sure it's no different from when the elders was coming up, but we're living in our own phase of it, and there's just a lot going on. And it's like the more you pay attention to the bullshit, it consumes you. You start to become it, and then it'll drive you crazy. And I think that's the purpose of it. It's to kind of distract you from just breathing, you know, just having fun. And, you know, just be easy out there, man.
Definitely.
You know, like, no one's promised tomorrow, so we got to make the best of it and plan for tomorrow, you know, and hope, you know.
So, you want to be around for the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving. But if you're doing stupidness, and you know, during the spring and summertime, you know, listen, you may cause someone else not to be around, or you know, even yourself. So you know,
yeah, exactly.
Try
you
and
know,
have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Have fun.
Yeah, have a good time.
You know, so number seven for the dudes. I'm going to have to kind of go back to number five in a way. Listen, strap up, people. Because usually summertime is the time where everybody, you know, start getting hot. Like, a lot of times people ditching they wintertime lovers or they wintertime things, and they're like, oh, come on, I want to be free. I'm going to be free because it's summertime. Yeah. You was just the undercover lover.
Winter thing, yeah.
So now summertime, and you know, summertime, people want to be free and stuff like that. Listen, a lot of babies get made during the summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, being on the parking,
in the
training in the cars.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, everybody, you know, just be real cool, strap it up. You know, there's
other
things going on out there other than pregnancy. You don't, you know, want to call from your doctor, you know, saying, oh, I think you need to come see me. I think you just need to come see me.
Remember that song about Kumo D?
Yeah. Go see the doctor.
Go see the doctor.
Yeah, you know, we don't want any of that. You know, wish everybody well. But yeah, summertime is that time for, you know, things get popping off. You got a lot of things going on, you know, from college homecomings to, you know, beaches and all types of parties. So, you know, everybody kind of keep it in perspective, man. Just remember, you know, play safe, you know.
Right, absolutely.
We don't want you, yeah, and, you know, we'll see how many people on the winter time on maternity leave or, you know, just popping up with something in the oven, you know, the wintertime baby.
It's a maternity leave.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Number eight.
Yeah, we got to run through these last ones real quick. So for number eight, barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't know how to cook, don't barbecue.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna just put that out there right there.
That's right.
You know, all people out there having barbecues, please don't burn down your house trying to fry turkeys, trying to do certain things. Yeah.
If you're not
well versed in the grill,
no.
Or even knowing how to season or stuff like that, like, you know.
Let's not
please.
Even talk about the grill. Let's talk about the some of the people that want to, you know, you have a picnic and, you know, you want to invite some of your, you know, maybe co-workers that you work with or whatever. You can't eat everybody's potato salad, and some people don't know how to
oh,
make
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And another thing.
Well, don't talk about the raisins. Don't talk about the raisins
nah.
and
yep.
the potato salad. Okay, dog.
No, I ain't going to talk about that. I'm going to
okay.
talk about 4th of July because I saw a video a few years ago that had me cracking up. Ghetto fireworks. Now, listen. People.
Oh, yes.
With y'all ghetto fireworks, would y'all chill out with that? Please. Don't try to light something up because one of y'all are going to blow up one of these days.
Exactly.
We're doing the dudes. So I guess you would tell them, do be careful. Like,
yeah.
Right, do be careful.
do be careful.
Because that video
when,
had me cracking up.
Yeah. I don't like fireworks. I really don't. I don't like playing with fire. The only time I deal with fire is when I'm cooking. Or if I light a cigar, but otherwise, fire. I'm not a fireman, so fire is not my thing.
I don't play
with that. So playing with firecrackers and stuff, yeah. Don't blow your hand off. Like, do be careful out there. J Dog has a very, very solid point because it's getting hot, and you know people start popping off fireworks. What in June? 4th of July,
I mean,
nowhere around. But
you talking about by the
pop,
end
pop,
of next
pop.
Month they're gonna be doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
They ain't even going to wait.
Exactly. So, you know, do be careful when you're lighting fireworks because, you know, there's consequences and repercussions to all that. And, you know, I don't want anybody to. So wasn't there a football player that kind of blew his hand off
yeah,
a couple years ago?
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Oh, wow. Really?
He blew his hand off. Well, some fingers off. Because he was playing with fireworks, and some of them to me ain't fireworks. They like a half a stick of dynamite, like them.
Yeah, like them M80s back
in the
day.
Or them blockbusters.
Oh, God.
Yeah, them blockbusters. Like,
yeah,
yo,
I don't like them things at all.
Yeah, like yo, that's a, you know, you can use that like as an assault or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like
kinda,
I don't like none of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah, I'm not too fond of that. So, you know, you gotta really be careful of that. And 9 and 10, let's just go back to, just have fun for the summer. Just have fun. All right? Because I really want to get on to the next topic, and which
uh-huh.
I think we'll have some fun with. Because, you know, this episode of Menu is all about having some laughs and some jokes. Because, yo, it's, once again, it's really depressing out there. And I don't want to stay on depressing topics. Like, I'm
right.
really not in the mood for that. So, our next part of the topic, to end off the show, another 32 minutes, well, actually 38 minutes. No, 28 minutes. Relationship turnoffs.
Okay.
Does anybody want to start, or should
I'll
I start?
I'm going to let K-Dog, you start it off.
Yeah, K-Dog, okay. Set it off, K-Dog.
Relationships turnoffs. Number one, if this goes to the guys, now,
okay.
when
okay.
you meet a female, please come up
okay.
with some good conversations, because when you have short-term conversations, it turns the woman off, and then rushing to tell a woman those three words, it doesn't help.
True. Well, that could be on both sides, but yeah, a lot of dudes don't have conversation
exactly
like that. The gamers
like,
do.
Like you coming up and
you know, like,
okay, like when a woman asks you, "How's your day today?" and you know you have nothing going on for yourself. You know when somebody has nothing going on for themselves, when all they say is, "Oh, how's your day today?" Oh, you know what? Well, I just cooked and or I cleaned up something, and it's an ongoing conversation every day, and the woman has to be the one to say, talk to me. And
right.
They don't know what else to say about what.
Right.
So, well, I think basically, relationship turnoff, conversation and communication. If you if you can't carry on a conversation with your significant other, then there's some type of issue, either in the relationship or just with you, or maybe with that other person. But somewhere along the line, there's an issue. You should be able to carry on some type of conversation, but not just that, the topics. Like, two people should be able to, when you're together, you should be able to talk about anything.
Exactly.
Like, if you want to talk about the moon, the stars, you know, rocks, you know, the ocean, whatever, you should be able to talk about anything.
Right.
If you're having a hard time doing that, you know.
And another thing. Don't sit there and promise a woman the moon, the stars, the sun, and all of this, but the only thing you could offer her is the skies. That means, dude, if you have nothing, then why the hell are you getting into a relationship? And that's what messes things up for other guys.
Hey, listen, Derek Jackson. I ain't going to let you be beaten down on the toes now.
No, but I'm just being real.
Oh, God, that guy.
Take your tight shirt off, K-Dog.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
I get where you're coming from. Because there's a lot of women out there that have become tainted because of, you know, you got dudes out there talking all this. You got dudes talking all that. And there are women that are going for it. And, you know, they selling them on the hype. You know, they get caught up in it. And the next thing you know, they get let down. I get it. But in the same token, what also is a turnoff is when you have some women out there that their expectations. Listen, if you expect the world, then don't date somebody from the borough.
Exactly.
Go big where you need to go. If you want big, then you go big. You shoot for big. But don't have all these expectations and you dealing with some cat that works in 7-Eleven. And he's like, listen, I make my money, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. They're not saying anything is wrong, you know what I'm saying, with like working 7-Eleven or any jobs in a supermarket or whatever. But listen, some people are just cool at where they're at.
Right.
One thing that's a turnoff if you come up to somebody and you like them, and I can understand you wanting someone to maybe grow with you, but don't try to change them.
Right. Yep. Don't try to.
Right. Absolutely.
Because if you met me working at Stop and Shop, and you know, I'm a manager there, and you're coming to me saying, well, don't you think you could be a manager someplace else? Well, where could I be?
There's
oh, maybe
a
you could be a manager at Payne Weber. Or maybe you could be a manager at a bank. Wait a minute. Listen, I'm in Stop and Shop. I'm a manager. I'm doing good. What's the problem? Because, like, don't try to change people, man.
Right.
If you want somebody to grow with
that's
you, then growing is one thing.
And that's a major
problem
because a lot of these women are trying to change a man. And another thing that a lot of women are doing that is wrong, don't try to date someone just to impress your friends. You understand what I'm saying? Like, your friends are asking, oh, what kind of job does he
do?
That's none of your friend's business. That's
exactly.
None of your friend's business. That's none of their business where the person worked at. Oh, well, I've seen this one time in a movie. Oh, look at where you are and look at where he is. Or what is he bringing to the table?
Right.
Well, all right. Relationship, another relationship turn off. Your punk ass friends.
Your punk ass friends.
Yeah, because you know what? You do have haters. And it may not seem like it on the cover. And they may be unconsciously doing it. But you know what? Like, if my man talking to me about him and his wife going through something, I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm like, listen, maybe y'all should talk. You know, be encouraging.
Right.
But
exactly.
Don't sit there and say, well, maybe you need a boy's
jump
night out. We need to go to strip callers, this, that, and the
third. Right, yeah.
Because what
for
may
real.
Work for you may not work for some. And same thing with chicks. Oh, well, yeah, girl. I mean, I remember when I was going out with such and such, and then he turned around and did this, and what you're telling me sounds like what he was doing.
So,
I don't
so this
think
is what
this.
I tell you
listen,
to do? Yeah.
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 Nah. Listen, mind your goddamn
yeah.
business. Listen, every
yep.
every
exactly.
situation ain't the same.
Yeah,
everybody
but what
got
about,
different
okay.
things going on.
All right, but what about when the woman, okay, what about when that same female, she always calling and telling you? Everything
exactly.
that's happening in her relationship, and oh, she's this and that and the other, and she's tired of him and this, that, and other. And she's always telling you that, and it's just like, all right, well, what would you like? My thing is, on that note, what would you like me to say? Like, personally, I'm not the type, I'm not going to tell you, oh, to leave him, but if you're telling me that he's doing all these wrong things to you and this, that, and other, and you sick and tired,
and you're not
tired,
happy, and you're not happy with the person.
And you're not happy
this
with
is,
the person, then what
right.
do you want me to tell you?
But you know what it is, Big Red, that some women do that I really don't like, and I've experienced this. If you don't like something about me, you know, let's have a conversation. Let's talk it out. Instead of talking to me, you're talking at me, but yet you're texting your friends saying, oh, this and this and this and this. And I'm like, okay, how am I supposed to know? I'm no psychic. You're mad at
right,
me.
Right, I understand that.
Psychic.
Right, right.
So you're mad at me about something. Talk to me what you're mad about. Don't go
right.
crying to your friends about it.
Right.
And plus,
right.
like
listen,
I said, friends have no business in a relationship unless there is
K-Dog,
a severity of it. Yeah.
K-Dog, Big Red, I remember
yeah.
years ago, our elders. Listen, sometimes I remember being told no one needs to know what's going on in your house.
Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes not even your family.
Yep.
And I found it crazy because, you know, I was like, well, your family should know certain things. But you know what? There's certain things between you and your significant other that no one needs to be involved in. Because you know what's interesting? It's like you're beefing. It's like I could be beefing the K-Dog about what I may be going through in my relationship. And then he's, you know, like, oh, word, real? Like, well, maybe you should do this, this, that. But then 2 days from now, 2 days later, everything is all peachy and roses.
Right.
Like, oh, it was just a communication issue. And K-Dog is like, oh, but wait a minute, but you was just cursing her out and you was talking all this and you was saying this and this and that. And but then now you got to backtrack. Now you got to backpedal and be like, mm-hmm. yeah, well, you know, I was just angry at the time and all this and that. How many times is that going to get happened? Stop being
right.
angry first. Stop rushing the anger and, like, look at it rationally. Like,
right.
not everyone
right.
needs to be involved in what's going on with you because you know what? You kind of look, you start looking stupid because you
right.
keep saying, you keep talking junk. And then once again, like you said, Red, like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah,
you want
what
me to say,
like,
leave
yeah,
the
like,
person?
What do you want me to say?
As soon as Red tells her homegirl, oh, well, girl, you should leave him. Next thing you know, you see them out in the street, he looking at you funny. And she like, hey, girl. And he's like, yo, why you like, yo, why are you looking at me funny? Oh, because
exactly.
I told him what you said. Why are you mm-hmm. telling him what I said? I thought we was having our own conversation.
Right,
oh,
I thought that was,
you
know,
talk
yeah.
about
exactly.
anything. You said, but wait a minute, you was just telling me you hate the dude and you hate his guts and you ready to leave him. Now all of a sudden, y'all together and you, wow. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's why some things you just need to
yeah.
keep to yourself.
Absolutely.
Because people.
Absolutely.
You know, and you got to, and sometimes you got to be limited with advice to a friend.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes they could take the advice and run with it, or sometimes they may take it and interpret it the wrong way, and then they want to call you a hater. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, you don't understand. What is it that I don't understand? If I really didn't understand, why are you coming to me talking to me about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, fellas, we all have our discussions. You know, this, that, and the third about, you know, our relationships and things of that nature. But you know what? Sometimes we rush the judgment. Sometimes we don't always look at the thing, you know, as it should be looked at. And
right.
that goes the same for
hello?
Yep.
Oh, we lost you a little bit, Brother B.
Oh, he said this. Oh. He said that.
Huh?
I said we was losing you a little bit.
Oh yeah, you said sometimes he, you know, she says this, she says that, and it's like, yo, listen, the back and forth. You just need to kill it because yeah, it is a relationship turn off. It's just one of those things where it's not helpful. You know, you gotta be real cool with who you're talking to and how you're talking to them, because it can blow up in your face,
right.
And it won't be pretty.
No,
you can either lose a friend or you can lose, you know what I'm saying, somebody that you really care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I have a relationship turn off.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, I don't know. It may not be a relationship turnoff for everybody, but I feel that this is a relationship turnoff.
Farting
everything
in the bed.
Doesn't have to be, huh?
I said farting in the bed.
Everything, silly. Everything doesn't have to be. I can't even get out. You're so silly. Everything doesn't have to be, you know. Everything doesn't have to be sexual all the time. Sex is a part of a relationship, whether it's marriage or just, you know, you're just in a relationship, whatever. You know, sex is going to be there. And if, you know, if you live with the person, if you don't, okay, but it doesn't always have to be like that. And it's like, that's a relationship turnoff where it's just like, that's all you're really studying in terms of your relationship is just the sexual part of it. Like, if you and the person get into an argument, just like, you know what we're saying, if you get into an argument, if you have some type of issue, the first thing the person want to do is try to throw, you know, either with, you know, with, they either say, okay, I'm not giving you no sex, or they feel, oh, well, you just need some sex. That'll help you. That'll get your mind right. I mean, it does happen at some time, but I'm just saying it shouldn't be that all the time. It should be other things. If you're in a relationship with a person, there should be other things that you can do to, you know, keep the interest, like keep that person's interest besides
right.
The
okay.
Sex.
Okay. Now, before we go into what you said, listen, yeah, if you're going to fart in the bed, don't do it under the covers. Okay?
Exactly, because that's
like,
the
that
killer
is
idea.
Like, don't be farting with your significant other, and, like, don't do it under the covers because – listen, people got problems breathing, sleep apnea, asthma. You don't need
breathing.
That drama.
People will pass out.
All right? Like, do not be farting under the covers. And even if you, listen, just get up. If you can, get up. Or turn your ass in a direction where the fart is not going to, like,
please.
Hurt injure someone.
And take the cover off you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, from under the
like,
cover.
Like, turn the fan on. I keep a spray bottle next to you, something. Okay. But now, back to what Red was saying. Yeah, I feel you, Red. But you know what the thing is? All right, it's a catch 22 with that. Some people, whether man or woman, may just feel like they just want to be that close to you. Like some people have that thing where it's like they just want sex from you because they just really just want to be, you know, that entwined with you. It may mean something more to them mentally and spiritually than it does physically. That's why they may, you know, because even though sex is a physical act, depending on who it's with, the passion part to me is really more spiritual than anything.
Right, I understand that.
Because that, cause, you know what I'm saying, the passion separates, you know, the physical act from, like, the whole mental and, like, spiritual act of it. It just puts you someplace else. Because anybody can have sex, but not everybody can have passion, you know, with the physical act.
Right,
so I think some people feel closer to a person when they have sex with them. And some people just be like, I enjoy having sex with you, so I just want to do it all the time. You know, that's just that. But I get where you're coming from in terms of like, all right, you know, there has to be some type of balance in a relationship. You know, it's like there has to be other things to keep my interest.
Right, because
like,
what if
just
I'm
don't
not
be
in the
like,
mood?
Hey.
What if he ain't in the mood?
That,
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's true because, I mean, listen, I work 7 nights a week, and sometimes I don't even want to sleep with myself.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What if you're just not in the mood, or he's not in the mood? Yeah, so I mean, listen, watch a movie.
Netflix
right,
and
but
chill.
That's what
chill
I'm
out.
Saying. But then, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, all right, you have to find if you have to find something else that's interesting, or another way that you can have your relationship be interesting besides just okay, the sex is the only thing that keeps us together, or oh, I'm only with you for the sex part, or whatever.
Well, then that's a damn shame.
Yeah, it is.
If you're only with the person, if you're only with the person for the sex, then that's a shame. Because then that means, like, what does your relationship really have? Like, what is it really based on? What is it all about?
Right, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you got to find, but that's like a turnoff, and especially when that person, and I'll say more for, like, if you're trying, especially if you're trying to court the person that don't make everything about everything. So it's like, just like we said in the beginning, conversation. Have something more to talk about besides when you're going to be able to come to my house and what time and, oh, I want to see you. Okay, you want to see me for what? You're not telling me why you want to see me. You're just saying, I want to see you for what? What, to come over and have sex? No. What, can it be something else? Can we go out somewhere? Can we do something like that?
Oh, can we go out and have sex? How about that? No,
you know what? And some guys listen. And this is the thing. If you're in a relationship just for sex, let it be known. Because you know what? This is what gets people into trouble. When you're in
right.
a relationship just for sex, and it's like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you're going to be dumb throughout the whole relationship because you're going to be like, goodbye. Like, you won't know what to do next. Because all you're going to be thinking about is, when am I getting that booty at nighttime? And you know what?
When I'm getting that booty.
When she don't give it to you, then you're going to be mad.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, come on, man. Don't get into a relationship just for sex. Please don't.
Well, do people still do that? Like, I don't know. I mean, it may sound stupid, but.
Listen, heck yeah,
like,
they do. Shoot, that's what social media is for now.
Oh, damn. Damn, that's crazy.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's what social media is for now.
Yeah, basically, because everything is just so, like, it's everything is all about sex. You
yep.
know, like, I don't, you know, another relationship turnoff, which it seems to me is crazy, is, And it really shouldn't be, but it is when everybody has habits, but it's when you don't try to be respectful of the other person's habits. Like that
right
there could be a turn off to some as well. You know what I'm saying? When you're like, I do this. This is what I do. This is what I do. And then you turn around and the person is not really adhering to that. I mean, there's some simple things like, oh, you don't make the bed or you don't do this. That's simple. But we're talking about like bigger things. Like if I tell you, no, I don't like wearing this, or no, I don't like doing that, but yet, oh, I don't want you to do this, or I want you to do that, but there's no compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one. So to sum it up, the thing compromise. When there's no compromise in a relationship, then I think that's a big issue right there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
You two can't
that
come
definitely.
To. You two can't come to an agreement. There's a problem.
Exactly.
When two people
and
can't
I
come
think,
to an agreement. There's a problem. And that's where the communication problem lies.
Yeah.
Yep. That
most
definitely.
True.
Definitely.
Because
I've had
then
issues like that where it was, yeah, when, you know, there's no compromise and the person doesn't realize that, okay, you're the reason why we can't get along because you don't want to compromise. Now, I may be compromising myself, you know, to try to get along with you, but then when you don't feel that you need to try and say, well, you know what, maybe it's something that I'm doing wrong, let me see if I can fix it, and you're not willing to do the same, then that's where the problem starts.
Exactly. Well,
that's where the problem stays at. But yeah, that's definitely a relationship of guilt. Definitely. Definitely a relationship,
though. Yeah. You gotta have that communication.
Gotta have it. Like, she's gotta have it.
And that's another thing in relationships, the selfishness.
Oh, yeah.
You can't, listen, the relationship thing and being selfish is not cool.
Nope.
That's not cool.
Nope, that leads to a lot of heartache, being selfish.
Yes, it does.
That's a relationship killer right there.
Yep, being selfish. Don't do that.
I don't know why some people think that it has to be a one-way street. When it comes down to, relationship, like, it has to be me. Like, I've heard some women, and I've heard dudes say it too, but more so women, like, well, if he want me, he got to do this, or if he want to be with me, he got to do that, and this and that. Like, you know what? Just to hear someone say it is a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine how your partner may feel when you're talking out the side of your ass about things that you expect them to do. Or things that they should be doing, and then turn around and say, well, when I was with so-and-so, they was doing that, and see,
that's another turn-off. Don't bring up your exes. I mean, listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
If you bring up your exes, if you're not over your ex, then don't get into a relationship then. You know?
Mm,
don't get into a relationship.
That is definitely true. Especially your ex-wife or your ex-husband, not just regular ex now.
Exactly, your ex.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, when I was with my ex, oh, this and this, or when I was with my ex, this and this. You don't have to keep bringing up the ex, because that is shown for a relationship that will end quickly, because you're damn, why the hell is she bringing up her ex-boyfriend for?
Mm-hmm.
Or her ex-husband, does she have to keep bringing that person up? Because you're not over that person.
No doubt. Like, real talk, to kind of go back to something. Me and someone was having, a virtual conversation. And it was about Jay-Z and Beyonce. How, he cheated on Beyonce, but, he came out and, owned up to what he did and all this and that and blah, 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 blah. And, this person said, well, if it was me, I would have bounced and this, that, and the third. See, that's a prime example of when you just shouldn't be putting your business out there. Because you know what? Everybody is different. Like, I can't invite, if somebody's cheating on you or if somebody's stepping out on you.
Right.
I can't sit there and say or tell you, listen, I think you should step. Because you know what? I don't know how deep the relationship or the feelings are between you and that person. And you know what? I think that's one play avenue where no one should go. I don't think if you want to have that conversation between you and the Most High, that's different. But I don't think anybody should be telling anyone, girl or yo, if she doing this behind your back, you need to diss her. Or if he's doing this behind your back, girl, you need to leave him. Listen, a lot of people make decisions based off of what other people say, and sometimes it's not the right decision for them. Make
right.
the right decision for you, not for because of what somebody else says or how it's going to look. Because you know what? Somebody will sit there and say, oh, girl, you stupid, or yo, you stupid, son. She's still cheating on you, or he's still doing this, or he did that, and if he did it before, he'll do it again. But you don't know that.
Right,
you don't
exactly.
know if he'll do it again. You don't know if she'll do it again. You're just going off of either your experience or you're just going off of what somebody else says. Listen, make up your own goddamn mind. Be your own boss. Like, everybody want to talk about how they're a boss. If you, listen, a boss may have advisors, but ultimately that executive decision comes down to the boss. Don't let your advisors, who are not as experienced as you, equip you with ill information to make you make a decision that's not conducive to you.
To you, exactly. Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because the relationship that you have with somebody else, that's your relationship. Like, and the friend that I was having this, you know, conversation with, if the situation was switched, I would not tell her, you know, hey, you know, you should do this or you should do that. Listen, it's all according to how you feel. If you feel
you
need to step, if you feel you need to step, I'd rather encourage you to think about what you're doing before you do it. Instead of you just going out there and just doing it. And because, you know, it's not going to look right. And, of course, on that note, the hot rod is here.
Hot rod.
Hey,
I'm sorry, I forgot. Your show is on right now. But as a do's and don'ts of relationship, for the summer, do not, if you're black, do not take your date to Starbucks, okay? Do not take your date to Starbucks.
Leave Starbucks alone.
That's what I'm going to say. That's a don't, not a do. You want to meet up, don't meet up at Starbucks. You might end up in a different house at the end of the night, you know?
Well, it depends on if they put something in your frap. If they put something in your frap, that's different.
Right?
But man, I mean, I really feel that, like, nowadays we take too much input, or we go to social media, or we take these polls, or this, that, and that. Listen, stop involving everybody in your shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop putting everybody in your situation, because everybody don't belong in your house. Everybody don't belong in your heart. Everybody that's in your life, you know what I'm saying? Remember, they got lives and situations of their own. So how they feeling, they may try to put how they feeling on you and have you do something that you don't want to do, but you'll do it.
Have
just
you do something that you put out of your house?
Have you ever been in a situation where you told somebody or somebody told you something and you did it, and then you turn around and look at them and say, wait a minute, you just told me to do this, but you ain't do that. Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? And you like, oh, wow, like, I just got bamboozled.
Well, everybody's different. Everybody have, like, what? They have low self-esteem or whatever. I don't know what to tell you anymore. The world is crazy. Like you always say, the world needs to smoke weed, have a drink, and just relax.
That's
right.
Well, you know, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because, you know what, people sit back and, you know, they'll smoke and then everybody get the munchies and want to chill together and kumbaya.
And then it's
going to
be,
what
we going to eat? What you want to eat? I don't know.
Exactly.
Then
you know,
there's going to be another problem.
Yeah, it's going to be another problem. But that'll be a good problem, though. But, you know, things like that, we're not supposed to be brought together as people. We're not supposed to, you know, we're not supposed to have fun. You know, it's like, it's the same where as soon as you turn on the media, it's more tragedy than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sickening. What? That's why I didn't want a show to do a show tonight based on any real drama, man. I just wanted to laugh. I just wanted to just kind of keep in mind
but
and
that's
remember
you,
how
but
it is to laugh.
A lot of people love negative, though. A lot of people love that negative life. Unfortunately,
they
focus on that.
They can keep that.
I may have problems. But let me hear Brother B problem. Let me hear Kato problem. Let me hear Big Red problem. You know
why? To make your problem seems less.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
that's exactly
regardless, it's all the same. It's all the same. Okay. Problem to problem.
They figure if they hear your problem and your problem is better, like, oh, well, mine ain't so bad. So and so got it worse than me.
Well, listen, I stepped in shit and then cat pissed. So now what? Do you have a problem? What problem do you have now?
They gonna say, well, I stepped in dinosaur shit.
Oh, damn. Well, I can't.
I
imagine.
There we go.
That's a big shit. Hot Rod, what's popping for tomorrow night, man? What's popping for tomorrow night? Show,
well,
what's going
for
on?
Tomorrow night, I would like to talk about the fascination of, I don't care about Chloe and the boyfriend, the cheating thing, but the fascination of why people love celebrity cheating. Something related to tonight's
exactly.
Like, why? Like, because someone cheated on somebody, we have to be so fascinated about it. That's the topic for tomorrow night.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, no, everybody cheats. Everybody cheats, but why when celebrities cheat, we all go crazy?
And those are the same people that don't like cheating.
Exactly.
True. Well, yo, that's another one in the can. Thank you, K-Dog. Hot Rod, Big Red, and this is
Thank
Brother
you.
B. We signing
yes,
out.
Sir.
Another
Thank
one in
you.
The can. Everybody have a blessed week. I hope you enjoyed.
Nice.
Peace.
All right,
peace
guys. Later, guys.
Peace.
Absolute Truth tomorrow night, 10:30, Blog Talk Radio.
Right on.
Peace.
Later.
Bye.
Later. Mm.